Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
A.M. Happy Thursday to everyone. Happy game day. It's Dolphins and Bills coming up tonight. Hollywood Dono along here with you, and let's jump in. Dono, you want to do a little fantasy football here? Our fantasy football reports are brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled six times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back and doing good for dogs, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. And let's see if we can get your fantasy football team set up here responsibly as well, Dono, yeah. As we started off tonight. So make sure those lineups are set. And this may shock you. Who do you think ESPN's got as the top rated quarterback this week?
It's got to be Tua Tagovailoa, right?
Yes, it is. Dono is correct. He wins a prize for that one. I got to tell you, I am looking at this, and they only go up to 25, Dono.
Yeah.
There he is. Tua is at 21.
Okay.
Josh Allen would be number one in a shocking turn of events. A unanimous deal. They have like eight people that pick these things. He is a unanimous number one, wow, followed by Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Mahomes. Rounds out the top five there. Baker Mayfield, by the way, at six. How about that?
Well, you know, hold on. You know what would make this should make Dolphin fans feel a little bit better about ourselves? The Dolphins have the same record as the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean,
let's go, baby.
We're right there. We are right there.
Well said. On the running back front, Christian McCaffrey gets the top spot. Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Devon Achane in the four spot there, Jonathan Taylor at five, James Cook comes in at seven for the Bills here this evening. So those are your running backs, and then at the wide receiver spot, CeeDee Lamb gets the top spot. Puka Nacua, Jamar Chase, Malik Nabers, and Justin Jefferson round out your top five. Tyreek Hill comes in at 21. Jalen Waddle at 33. So there you go. That's your fantasy football report for today. Get those lineups set. We have live action beginning at 8:15 here this evening as the Dolphins for the other gambling community. That's the fantasy football community. The other gambling community who may be opening up the Hard Rock Bet app tonight. 11.5 is your spread at this current moment. And Dono, the only bet tonight that seems to have any value is the Dolphins on the money line at a whopping plus 650.
I mean, it's got value if you just want to throw money away, I guess. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, if you do win, you win big. But, I mean,
yeah,
I mean, I think this is the type of night where when I'm on the Hard Rock app, I'm probably going to be looking at the player props because I don't – like, for as much as I think Buffalo is going to win 11.5, it's a big number in the NFL. So I don't know. It scares me away a little bit. The Dolphins money line, I mean – great if you win, throw a couple bucks at it, I guess. But I'm going to be looking at some individual players.
Line just moved to 12, by the way. Lines up to 12.
It did. Now. Wow.
It's going to move back and forth here. Yeah. My guess, as a gambling man, Donald, if I were a gambling man, my guess would be that this line is going to move up significantly. I would think this has got to get close to 2 touchdowns by kickoff, right? There's going to be, I would think, a lot of money is going to come in on the Bills. In this game, I just don't think there's a lot of people out there that have a whole bunch of faith that the Dolphins are going to keep this game close, right?
Right.
And even if they do keep it close, you got to think the Bills at the end of this one will find a way to, you know, to run this thing up, maybe a little backdoor cover type action here. But let's go around the room here. We do have Marcos and Jamie with us. Do you guys think the Dolphins have anything left in the tank here? Can they cover this 12-point spread? Or are you going on the money line here this evening, taking a little risk? Marcos, what do you got, buddy?
Look, you guys are looking at this the wrong way. You know, you're looking at it with your brains and your football analysis. I'm going to look at this with my fandom and my heart and know that the most Miami Dolphins thing they can do tonight is make this a close loss in which it gives you just a sliver of hope to make you feel like, oh, look, you know, when we competed with Buffalo, maybe we could do something. And then we lose at the end. And therefore, we're totally going to cover. We're going to give everyone a good sense of, hey, we didn't lose by that much. And then we're going to get embarrassed Monday Night Football the following week. So, yeah, I say this is going to be a 3-point game, believe it or not. Dolphins lose.
3-point game. Wow. So you think something heartbreaking, like a stepping out of bounds or something along those lines.
Maybe another spitting incident, too.
Oh, no. Yeah. So, all right, Jamie, what do you got here tonight? Can the Dolphins cover the number here?
As much as I love the Miami Dolphins, I just don't see them going up to Buffalo and keeping that thing close against Josh Allen and the Bills. After what they did to the Jets last week, after the comeback in week one against Baltimore, I mean, we're sitting here saying the Dolphins could be the worst team in football, and now they're going to go into Buffalo and beat the Bills. I just don't see it that way. So as much as I love the Fins, I think if I were to bet on this one, I'd take the Bills and the points.
Yeah, and I'm with you here. And here's the thing. Like, if you put your money on the Bills and let's say the Dolphins win, then you're still happy, right? Yeah, you lost your money, but you're losing happy because your team won. So it's like the emotional
hedge.
The emotional hedge. So I don't think this is gonna be like the Dolphins can come down to a field goal type thing. I don't see how the Dolphins are going to be able to keep this game close, you know, and there's a lot of it's just good teams, Clint. Good teams win, great teams cover. I love that. I love that there. But I just think this is going to be very difficult going up there. And, you know, we talked to Omar earlier. We'll hear from Joe later on. If you missed Joe earlier, it is his show after all. So we'll check in with him again here to round this one out. But the start of this game will be very important, obviously, right? You have to get off to a good start if you're the Dolphins because they are not the type of team that is built to come from behind. They're just not, right? And if the Bills are able to go up in this game early, they're just going to tee off on the Dolphins and Tua and make this a very, very difficult evening. And I can tell you one thing, man. They did it to the Jets last week. The Bills are not going to look to keep this thing. Like, they're not going to try to stay classy here and let the Dolphins hang. They are going to try to beat their brains in. And That's my concern with this spread, right? That if the Bills are just a better team flat out, that they are going to look to humiliate the Dolphins here this evening. So that kind of, you know, concerns me a little bit, but I don't know. I just don't see how the Dolphins keep this close. With that being said, put the money on the Bills. If the Dolphins win, then, you know, great. Then we're in good shape regardless here. But I don't know, man. I don't know that we're going to be coming in on Friday morning celebrating a Dolphins win over the Bills.
If I had to go one way on the spread, I would go Bills minus 11.5. But I think the opportunities I like most tonight, anytime touchdown score, and it has to be, you have to get in the end zone, not a passing touchdown. But Josh Allen at minus 230 seems like a lock. He's going to rush for a touchdown at some point. James Cook minus 225 seems like a lock. And I'd probably take a flyer for the Dolphins on Devon Achane at minus 105 because he's scored in both games so far. He's been the best player overall in the Dolphins offense. So I'm probably looking at those three for any time touchdown scores.
Samuel says it all depends on how much improvements DC Weaver has done this week. Yeah, the defense looks the same as it did against the Patriots. We're in for a long night, my friends. Yeah. We're going to take a pause here. We got a lot more to come. Again, as I mentioned, we'll check in with Joe. We'll talk a little bit more. I want to get Dono's pick on this Canes game here, just in case he makes the smart move and does not walk by our pregame set on Saturday and get roped in again. I want to get his prediction for this one on Saturday. Hurricanes and Gators coming up on Saturday from Hard Rock Stadium. We are really excited for that one. We'll get Dono's prediction on that one when we come back here on WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. Hollywood, Dono along here with you. It's game day for the Miami Dolphins, Dolphins and Bills. Tonight from Buffalo, 8:15. We gave our predictions on that one in the previous segment here. Dono, the host of the Locked on Canes and Locked on ACC podcasts, big fan of those. What do you got on Saturday night? Canes and Gators, 7:30 from Hard Rock Stadium. Of course, you can catch it right here on WQAM. Well, how does that game play out? And what do you think? By the way, I just want to just preface this by saying all the predictions I've gotten have the Canes winning by like 50.
Yeah, and you notice, you know, you and I had you on Locked On Canes before the USF game, and we were both pretty conservative with our picks. I had, you know, Miami by two touchdowns. They blew that one out of the water. I was conservative. I had Miami by three against Notre Dame. They did win by three. Probably should have won by more in that game. I am conservative no more on this one. I, you know, Miami is showing me a level of dominance and really versatility at this point. It's a much more balanced team than they were last year. You know, you have a quarterback who's playing great, but he doesn't have to put the whole offense and the whole team on his back, quite frankly, like Cam Ward did last year. And I've seen a Florida team where you talk about a lot of noise and distractions. I mean, everyone, they're trying to fire Billy Napier again. You know, their running backs coach gets suspended for a pregame altercation against LSU. They can't get out of their own way. You know, every Gator fans always give Miami fans a hard time about this. After what happened last year, anytime a Gator fan spouts off, Miami fans come back with 41-17. That's the comeback. The comeback this year, Hollywood, is going to be 42-16. That's my final score for Saturday.
Wow, so you think they just curb stomped these guys on Saturday. That is a big, big number. I was going to say closer to a 10-point victory. Again, I don't think the Gators will turn the ball over at the rate that they did against LSU. I mean, that
you'd hope not for their sake.
It seems unlikely that would happen, but I just think Miami's playing just far too well right now. I do think the Canes will win this game by a couple of touchdowns. I don't think they're going to win by like five touchdowns like you think necessarily. Now, I would love to see that. I don't want to tell you I wouldn't love to see that. I can't stand the Gators, as you know, but I don't think it will be that crazy, because I do think this has the rivalry game feel to it a little more so than that South Florida game did. So I think the Gators will give them their best shot here, playing for their coach, who probably is going to be out of a job sooner rather than later here. But I think you probably get a margin by maybe 14, maybe 13, something like that. And the Canes roll on to their bye week, and then to Tallahassee for a big showdown with the Seminoles. But you know what? It is funny, Dono. At the end of the day, all it comes back to is you got to win the ACC. That at the end of the day is the goal, and that will get you to the playoffs.
Can I say something about that for a second? Because I'm looking. So we all know Georgia Tech just beat Clemson over the weekend. The rest of Georgia Tech's schedule, ACC schedule, obviously they play Georgia, but that has nothing to do with their ACC standing. They've already slayed the dragon of Clemson. They don't have Miami or Florida State on their schedule. Like, Georgia Tech has an easy, they'll probably be favored in the rest of their ACC games. So as long as they don't screw that up, which they might, but Georgia Tech has a super easy road. Miami versus Florida State and Tallahassee in a couple weeks, like, the loser of that game, whoever it is, may be in a precarious spot just to make the ACC championship game, because then you're going to be needing Georgia Tech to slip up and obviously hoping Clemson doesn't have a renaissance. But I mean, that's just based on Georgia Tech's schedule, Miami versus Florida State is a massive game for the ACC.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, no one I'd rather beat in the ACC championship game than Georgia Tech. They've given us fits over the years. That would be really a nice little revenge game for Miami if they're able to take on Georgia Tech in that one. But that's far away from now. First things first, the Gators on Saturday. Before that, though, we have Dolphins and Bills. That is coming up tonight. Joe Rose joined us earlier. We're going to replay that for you when we come back. You'll get Joe's thoughts on tonight's game and what the Dolphins can do to stay in this one, to keep it close. So we will check in, head up to Buffalo, have Joe with us next when we come back on WQAM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.